The Damage Done, 12 Years of Hell in a Bangkok Prison. Written by Warren Fellows and read by David Tredinnick.
Nine a.m., Wednesday, October the 11th, 1978. Major Viraj announces himself as an immigration official, and for a moment I relax. My body is stunned back into a state of panic by a crunch to my stomach from his walkie-talkie. I collapse on the floor and know that my life and the world it lives in is suddenly, horribly out of my control. Thai policemen carrying guns are tearing the room apart, babbling things I cannot understand. There is shouting from somewhere else in the hotel, and I am dragged by both arms out into the hallway and down to Paul's room. He is being pressed against the wall with guns at his head, while other policemen are standing over the red suitcase. They urgently chorus something towards Viraj, and he squeezes my face till I feel my cheekbones will break.
"This suitcase has a coded lock. Tell me the number."
I tell him the number is 265, and another policeman opens the lock. Insane with fear, I stupidly cling to the hope that they will close the case without looking under the flimsy blue towel that covers the 24 bags of grade 4 heroin. There is a grotesque silence in the room as the towel is removed. I want to cry, but my body is so terrified it cannot manage even so simple a task. I know I am dying. Viraj is in a state of ecstatic rage. He marches me to the balcony and holds my head over the edge, forcing me to stare out over the bustling streets and filthy lanes below.
"See the people down there?" he barks, shaking my head like a toy. "You can forget them now. None of them can help you. Forget about your embassy. Forget about a lawyer."
He twists my head around until my eyes are inches from his, and from the blackness beyond I hear the words,
"Mine is the only face you are going to see for the next month."
We are handcuffed and taken down through the hotel lobby. Incredibly, as we pass the front desk, the concierge presents us with our bill. We are driven at high speed through the streets of Bangkok until we arrive at a large concrete building. Inside, we are told to sit and say nothing until we are spoken to. There is a table placed in front of us, and the heroin is spread out on the table. Photographers arrive. The hostility of the police is astonishing, particularly Viraj. Though bursting with hate for us, he also appears to be having some kind of orgasm. He paces like a mad dog. I learn that he is, in fact, known by this name, Mad Dog Viraj. He begins to shout in my face, telling me that he has been waiting for me since the beginning of the year, that he knows it was me who tried to smuggle heroin out of Thailand on a ship in February. He has been watching me since I arrived in Bangkok 8 days ago. Now he has me. He says I will be shot to death by a firing squad, that he is required by law to do this to me. I don't know how to react to this news. It seems ridiculous, but the other policemen in the room do not react at all.